Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Sweet summertime. Now we're talking today about summer vacations, hitting the road, different things that you can do, everything from baseball games to visiting the coastal Georgia area of Shellman Bluff to now talking about what you want to avoid, Doc Bill, when you're taking a summer vacation.
What could that be?
That's a bed bug. You don't want to come anywhere near those things. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about them, and I'm sure that everyone who travels is probably wondering, am I going to encounter whatever these bed bugs are? So, well, I mean, what is a bed bug?
Well, these are part of globalization. As more people travel, they bring with them their friends. And the bed bugs are they're actually bugs that basically live off human blood, and they hang around in the bed. It's a piece of an old saying, good night and don't let the bed bugs bite. And there used to be a problem we had in this country many years ago, but then we started spraying and we had better inspection of things, and that pretty much got eradicated for most parts of the United States. But now with people doing more traveling, people from other parts of the world which haven't been as vigilant, they're coming and they're bringing their friends with you. As you're sitting here in Georgia waiting and jumping to go to New York City, there's bed bugs in New York City waiting and jumping to come here to Georgia. So you're both going on a vacation if you're not careful.
Well, I guess that's how you can look at it. The bed bugs are just traveling like everyone else wants to travel, right?
That's true.
And they like to travel on hard surfaces, things like your suitcase. They can also be on your clothes, soft items as well. So they hang around on everything.
They do. And unlike a lot of parasites and bugs, bed bugs you can see with the naked eye. So when you go to a place, some people go and they look at their beds, they pull the sheets and covers back and even the mattress back and look at the mattress platform and the boards, and they look to see if they can see these bugs. You look for stains that you want in the area, and you look for things that shouldn't normally be there. And if you see something like that, and if you mess with it or touch it and it moves, then chances are it's not a happy critter.
So could someone possibly get them confused maybe with fleas?
They're bigger than fleas. I mean, there's a lot of pictures on the internet of what they look like. So I think you can go to the internet, look them up, and once you see them and get a good identification of them, you pretty much know what it is. If you're unlucky to find them in the morning after they've bitten you, you may find a lot of welts and stuff on your ankles and arms and places where they want to go. And those are usually the telltale sign of bed bugs. And most things like this usually don't travel by themselves. Usually there's more than one. CBS News a few years ago did a survey on the cities with the highest amount of bed bugs, and I'm just going to give you the top 10. starting from the lowest, moving to the highest. So LA was number 10, Washington D.C. was number 9, Dayton was number 8, Columbus, Ohio was number 7, Denver was number 6, Chicago was number 5, Cincinnati was number 4, Detroit was number 3. Number 2 was Philadelphia, the brotherly love, and number 1 was New York City.
Yes, now I've heard that about New York City, that New York really has a really bad infestation problem of bed bugs, and in particular in their hotel. So, I mean, because when you think about bed bugs and you see some of the surveys, a lot of the surveys have been conducted with those people who are treating those infected areas. So they're looking at homes, they're looking at apartments, condos, office buildings probably even as well. But they're definitely including the hotels, and hotels are the main places where you will encounter
them. Places where you have people coming in from a lot of different places and large numbers. And again, you want to inspect the place, and then you want to make sure that if you think you have been infected or you may have been exposed to them, that you make sure that you try to treat your stuff at site. And if you're bringing, you don't want to bring anything home with you. If they're put in a dryer at high temperature, that will usually kill them. You want to make sure that you try to keep anything that may be potentially there is washed, and that you take care of yourself to make sure that you've removed them or eggs or that are around the area. But if you take these precautions, that'll help quite a bit. But bed bugs are reality, and unfortunately, with more people traveling and people from other parts of the world, we will see more of them. Now, they like to be more active in the summer. We don't see them as much here in the South, but we do see them in the South. Don't think that because Atlanta wasn't on the top 10 list that we still don't see them here. So you still have to be vigilant, and you have to keep that in mind.
Exactly, because all you need is someone traveling from one of those areas that's highly infected and bringing their suitcase or their items and putting it on the bed or something like that in a hotel. But, I just wanted to read another statistic that I saw, and that is that bed bugs in New York City, there's been an increase of 44% since January of 2015 to now. Well, that's pretty high.
Well, there's people reporting things more, and you see a lot more of them. The other thing that you have to, not only do they attach to people, they can also attach to pets, cats and dogs, not to the extent of people, but that still exists. And so, again, these are things that you want to be careful of. there are detergents and stuff that you can use to treat them on when people are infected with them. Sometimes these detergents can have can be a bit more irritating to young kids. But again, if you have an infestation, you're going to have to treat it. And again, they can be present in large numbers, so you have to be careful. You've got to make sure that you check everything, and you got to make sure you don't bring these critters home with you.
Well, you know, I want to go down maybe a couple of tips that we can give for folks who are traveling, because, you know, when you're going into a hotel, you don't really know what's there until you get into the room and you kind of check. Because if you look online, you may see some reviews that say that someone has had a problem, or you may not see anything at all. So you really don't know until you get into your very own room and check. So one of the suggestions is when you first go into your room that you do a really thorough check, as you mentioned earlier about checking the sheets and the headboards and everything. But I saw a suggestion also, too, that instead of putting your suitcase on the luggage rack or on the bed or on a chair or something there, that you actually put it in the bathtub, because the bugs don't actually travel that well on surfaces like that, or at least you'd be able to see them if there was some in the bathtub. And that gives you an opportunity then to pull the comforter back, look really carefully at the pillows, at the sheets, pull the sheets back, lift the mattress, look at the headboard, look behind the headboard, just do a very, very thorough check. And what you're looking for, it's like you said, you can see it with the naked eye, so what you're looking for would be little black dots that almost looks like pepper or something sprinkled on the bed. So look for those kinds of things. If you see something that looks as though it might be bed bugs, then you want to call downstairs and have someone come up from housekeeping to take a look. You want to even ask for a change in room. Now, what you don't want to do is get a room that's adjacent to it, or maybe even one that's right next door, or one that's above or below it, because they can also travel through the pipes. So you want to get a room that is a distance away from the room where you've actually seen those bed bugs. And request that instead of something that's nearby.
That's good. It's very helpful. You know, again, keep your breath. If you're seeing something, say something about it. And if you're really paranoid, you know, bring a magnifying glass. You know, you can see something a bit bigger with that, and that might be more helpful to looking at it to let you know what's going on.
That's right. That's right. So you want to thoroughly do that. And as you unpack your items, I know some people like to unpack and put their clothing in the drawers and in the chest of drawers that are located there in the hotel rooms. That's not something that I personally do, but you can also carry things like bug repellent with you. We recently did a show where we talked about Duration, which is an insect repellent that you actually spray on your clothing, and you can also spray it on your luggage. So something like that would be good to bring along with you as well, and actually apply that before you travel so that you can make sure that you're not taking those kinds of things back with you, or they're not infesting your suitcase.
All right. And I mean, you see these at lesser instances at higher price hotels, but you can see them at 5-star hotels as well. So don't make the assumption if you're staying at a very ritzy type hotel that the chances of getting bed bugs are zero, because it is not zero.
And actually, it doesn't really directly have any correlation to cleanliness, not necessarily, because they can come in on someone's suitcase where the hotel has been very thorough in cleaning and taking care of things. So you can't automatically assume that, like you said, on either end of it, that a higher price 5-star hotel won't have them, but that just because you're going to a hotel that might be budget, that there will be there. So you do have to keep that in mind.
So, you know, when we travel, we don't travel alone. We bring with us our culture. We bring with us the way we behave. We bring with us a lot of things, but we also bring with us our bugs. So again, you know, you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you look where you look at the place very carefully. And again, you know, bed bugs are a problem, and they can, you know, make your stay very discomfort. But again, the number one organism that we're worried about, particularly not other than bed bugs, when you visit places are mosquitoes. And it's not so much mosquito bites, the fact that mosquitoes can bring a lot of viruses or other microorganisms can cause problems. So keep things in their perspective. But for bed bugs, since we can see them and we have a better chance of fighting them, we want to take care of that.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point about the mosquitoes. And, of course, Zika virus is something that is definitely on everyone's mind, especially if you're traveling to some of those tropical places. And who doesn't want to go and see all the beautiful turquoise and beautiful blue waters of the Caribbean? So I think a good idea would be to do a show in the next couple of weeks about the Zika virus and how we can also protect ourselves against that.
Well, Zika, and also we'll talk about malaria, because malaria is way more prevalent in the world and way more toxic.
Okay, well, we'll definitely put that on the schedule. Thank you for listening to us today. We're glad to have you come along with us. The show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. Thanks for listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.